In San Francisco, I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. It is Wednesday, July 4th. Thanks for being with us on this American Independence Day. Now, here in the Bay Area of California, it is cloudy and a little chilly, and I am definitely not complaining because a heat wave, as you know, has been frying parts of the Midwest and Northeast. It's had millions of people blasting their ACs at full power. That is causing record surges in electricity demand in some places, and that will lead to some higher than expected electric bills for businesses and individuals. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports from a sweltering Washington, D.C., with more on the economic effects of this heat wave.
I call this insta-sweat weather. You know, where the moment you step outside, you're instantly drenched in sweat. Too much information, I know. Kiran Bhattaraju, CEO of Arcadia Power, says we should get used to the heat and higher energy prices.
It's a problem that's sort of an ugly climate feedback loop. You have these really high spikes in temperature. Customers are experiencing this more often, and utilities have to raise their prices to keep up with it.
He says that's especially true in what are called competitive energy markets, where the price of electricity is tied to demand at a particular time of day.
A customer can really get screwed. They can pay prices, you know, 2, 3, 4 times the average price for power.
And if someone is living on a tight budget, that price jump can have a huge effect. Carolyn Ratcliffe of the Urban Institute says many people are already walking a financial tightrope.
A heat wave of even a few days can knock them off balance.
And that's just talking about the higher utility bills.
But there can be bigger ramifications for family budgets. A car overheating or breaking down, that can lead to an expensive car repair bill.
Or lost wages from missing work. Ratcliffe also warns of the health consequences of the hot, humid weather. If the heat sends someone to the doctor or emergency room, it can also saddle them with another bill to pay. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.